Here's your morning brief for Friday, August 5th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says that the U.S. would not allow China to isolate Taiwan and rejected Beijing's criticism of her visit to the self-governed island earlier in the week. China encircled Taiwan with rocket and ballistic missile fire and military drills following Pelosi's visit. Pelosi made her latest remarks while visiting Japan, which called on Beijing to end the military exercises after five Chinese missiles landed in its exclusive economic zone. The U.S. and Taiwan have condemned Beijing's moves. On Capitol Hill, Democrats have revised their climate and health care package in an effort to win the support of centrist Senator Kyrsten Sinema. Under changes negotiated with Sinema, some tax provisions will be scaled back and a new tax on stock buybacks will be added in. Sinema didn't outright back the plan, saying she would move forward with the legislation after the Senate's nonpartisan parliamentarian reviews its provisions. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says Moscow is open to talks with the U.S. about a prisoner swap involving American basketball star Brittany Griner. Sources say the swap could see Griner and former Marine Paul Whelan traded for a Russian arms dealer imprisoned in the U.S. Lavrov's comments came a day after a Russian court sentenced Griner to 9 years in prison following her guilty plea and conviction on charges she brought a marijuana product into the country. Markets in Asia ended higher and European shares fell in early trading. And in the U.S., it's Jobs Friday. The Labor Department's July employment numbers are due out this morning. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.